Classic Business, SMEs.
I was chatting to Dwayne Newman of Cova Advisory at a recent carbon tax breakfast, and he was bemoaning the fact that very few of his clients are thinking long-term in this environment. For SMEs in particular, they're thinking about how to operate on the day-to-day. It's a low-growth environment. People are operating in a sort of day-to-day or week-to-week mode. The problem is, if you don't start to look year-to-year or beyond, then you're actually setting yourself up for failure. Well, Kuni Middle is the CEO of audit advisory firm Middle & Partners, and he's in studio to talk about innovating in the SME space. Kuni, great pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Is this something that you're seeing with the clients that you deal with on a day-to-day basis?
You know what? Innovation, everybody's talking about innovation, but nobody knows how to really apply it. And people confuse innovation and operational excellence. There's a big difference between how you're running your business on a daily basis versus what is innovation excellence in terms of creating those profits for the future. Innovation excellence is the profits of the future.
And that's it. If you're not investing in that innovation excellence, well, then the profits in the future will certainly dry up and wither as fruits on the vine. How do you encourage your SME clients to use innovation as a springboard to grow those profits of the future?
You know, when you look around in terms of technology, you know, in terms of the radio, how long it took 50 million users for radio, you know, it took like 20 years, you know. And now, you know, if you look at Pokemon Go, it took 10 days to get 50 million users. You know? And the thing is that clients need to realize that, you know, the pace of technology and the changes in the world happen so quickly that, you know, that you have to really have a vision in terms of what's happening and what's coming your way. You know, otherwise your business would absolutely become irrelevant.
I'm sure many SMEs, probably more on the small than the medium side here, would say, well, Kuni, I hear what you're saying, but I'm also a part-time financial director, a bit of the chief marketing officer. I do new business development. I do operational stuff. I just don't have the time.
You know, the thing is that if you think about it, I think the big mistake that these smaller companies are making is the fact that if you don't really are sitting down and making some proper time in terms of how your future is going to look, you are really going to have, you know, it's I see it so often that people, they come from a party, somebody gave them a nice idea and they're trying that little idea, et cetera, because, and then next week it's another idea. And the issue is that I'm promoting is a structured way of thinking about the future, because, and spending some good time on it, because the outcome that you really want is that you don't want to waste your future, your next 5 or 10 years, etc. So you better, in terms of innovation, make the time, because the time that you're going to make are going to play a very, very critical role in the future.
You've got to invest in that time, invest into your business. And I think the problem is so many businesses turn to innovation as a rescue when sales are flagging rather than seeding the ground. Now, you've developed a methodology called FORTH to spur innovation, which is a bit of an acronym here, F-O-R-T-H. How does it work?
Yes. So the thing is that you need to have, for you to have innovation, you need to have a process, because otherwise, you know, you need to have a beginning and you need to have an end, and what we call the front end of innovation. So we start off with FORTH, the F, full steam ahead. What do you want to do in the future? How much profits do you want to make? When do you want to make it by? How much money have you got to spend? And most people do not start with what I call the innovation assignment, in terms of what do I want to achieve in the future? And as soon as you start putting that together, you know, you're starting to build the framework in terms of what you want to achieve. And then the next, in terms of FORTH, is observe and learn. And this is the area that most companies, entrepreneurs skip. They want to go from, oh, I want to make lots of money and profits, and they want to go straight into ideas. Now, the big problem with that is that unless you have observed and learned around the world, and you've done your Google searches, and you've spoken to a lot of people and specialists, you have to open your vision. You have to, you know, that most businesses have these closed little closed vision in terms of in the area where they operate in. So you've got to open those eyes, you've got to open your view, etc., and observe and learn. You have to have an open mind. And then you're ready to raise ideas. You know, when we raise ideas with customers, we raise between 500 and 750 ideas, because now they've seen what's out there in the world, etc. Most people come to me and they think they've got a cool new idea. In actual fact, lots of other people have thought about it.
And it's also in the execution, as Michael Jordan is fond of saying. It's not the idea that he funds in an entrepreneurial proposal or a jockey that he backs. It's the ability to execute on that idea.
For sure. And I think that you know, but just going back to ideas in a sense, if you're going to have good ideas, you have to have lots of ideas and throw away all the bad ideas and only work on the good ones. But you've got to test them, and you've got to, you know, you've got to, you might think it's a good idea, but maybe your customers don't. But when you have the final ideas in terms of execution, absolutely. The landing, what we call the landing, you know, don't stuff up the landing, you know, make sure that you have the means and through the innovation, that's why you have to have a process and saying, will I be able to roll something out? You might have a good idea, but you know, an innovation assignment effectively starts off, can I in actual fact execute this idea?
And then the H?
Oh, so that's the homecoming. So effectively the homecoming is after I've tested, so I've raised all the ideas, I've now tested those ideas with customers, and actual fact your customers can play a very big role in terms of saying, oh, you know, I love your idea, I love your product or service or solution, offering. But maybe with this change, with that change, it's in improving that concept. And then you come to the homecoming, which is finally what we refer to as the business cases, when you say, okay, fine, all right. I've got the ideas, I've done some prototyping, and what I'm doing now, I'm putting my final business case together. Who is going to do it in my organization? Who is going to execute? Who's going to run with it? And with those steps, effectively, you're completing the cycle of what we call the front end of innovation.
And you can go forth and innovate and grow those profits into the future. Cody Middle, CEO of Middle & Partners, thanks so much for sharing the fourth methodology here on Classic Business. Let's see what's happening out on the roads now with Cutlea.